School started for some students on the California side this week, just as the heat is peaking again. It is still summer, no matter what the school calendar says. So we continue with our Summer Reads segment, visiting with independent bookstores from around the region to get lists of reading suggestions. This week we visit with Brittany Montjoy from Canvas Back Books in Klamath Falls, which we always have to say slowly, because one of these days, Brittany, I swear I'm going to say Canvas Book Backs.
You wouldn't be the first one.
Oh, good. That is good to know about that. So how are things going at Canvas Back? It got started pretty much right at the outset of the pandemic, didn't it?
Yeah, the previous owner, they started right. They wanted to open March 2020. Obviously, that didn't happen. And they did end up opening the brick and mortar store on Main Street in Klamath Falls in October of 2020. And we've been here ever since.
All right. So you own the place now.
Yes, the business transfer happened at the end of June, so still fresh, still so much to learn for me because I'm brand new at the book industry and owning a business, so I have so much to learn, but looking forward to the challenge.
Wow, congratulations, and thanks for actually spending some time with us because it's probably fairly precious to you right now.
Yes, it's a busy month for sure.
All right, so let's talk about your list. You've given us 6 books to work with. We appreciate the half a dozen. The Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe starts the list. And Aristotle and Dante is an ongoing series, right?
It's the first of a 2-part series, mm-hmm. and this book is an absolute staff favorite. I love this book, and it was voted best young adult book of all time by the New York Times in 2021. I couldn't recommend this book more. It's a tender coming-of-age story that follows 2 teenage boys who have very little in common but create a special bond, and it defines the people they want to be and become throughout the novel. It's a really simple plot line, but the writing is just so beautiful that it feels like a privilege to read it.
And so the circumstances are that the boys are living in separate places.
They live in the same community initially, mm-hmm. and then throughout the span of 2 years, live in different places.
All right. So is the second one of that series out yet?
Yes, and it's called. Gosh, you know what? I don't actually know off the top.
Sorry,
of
I didn't mean to stump you there. I had it in front of me too.
That's okay. We have it in the store, mm-hmm. But I haven't had a chance to get my hands on it yet. But it is a second of one of 2 in a series.
Okay, here it is. Aristotle and Dante Dive into the Waters of the World.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And this is the 2-part book. It is a love story and one of many love stories that we have. In the store right now because Saturday is bookstore romance day, mm-hmm. and it's a national event, so we have tons of romance novels right now for the community to enjoy.
Oh wow! So yeah, this is the educational process is probably one thing after another for you at this point about the kinds of things that bookstores celebrate on particular days and dates and things like that.
Yes, it's a brand new calendar for me.
Wow. So item 2 on the list, and again, we're talking to Brittany Montjoy at Canvas Back Books in Klamath Falls. Item 2 on the list is one that we featured here on The Exchange a few weeks ago. It's Mark Iaconelli's Between the Listening and the Telling.
Yes. This is hot off the press, just published this month. Mark is a regional author from Ashland, and we are hosting Mark at the store tonight at 6 p.m., he's coming, and we're hosting him for an interactive book event, and it's a free event, and we'll have snacks and drinks, and you'll get to meet a local author, which is so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark Iaconelli from Ashland created The Hearth. We had him on talking about the book a few weeks ago, and just the general concept of stories and how important it is for human beings to tell stories and to listen to stories.
Yes. I love the concept and the content of his book, like meeting people exactly human to human, and who need each other and each other's compassion in a world that sometimes can feel chaotic and have inequality. It just It's such a profoundly simple concept, and I just love it.
And so at 6 o'clock tonight is when Mark Iaconelli will be there. You said it is a free event. Are you doing anything in terms of COVID guidelines, masks, anything like that?
I guess I would just ask people to come with their own comfort. If you would like to wear a mask, if you would not like to wear a mask. So it's really up to the discretion of the folks who are attending.
Okay. So that is Mark Iaconelli, Between the Listening and the Telling, featured here in the Jefferson Exchange a few weeks ago on our list of summer reads from Canvas Back Books. We move on to Big Love, Poetry Honoring Indigenous Resiliency. And this is another regional author.
Yeah, this is written by Shawina Sko, and Shawina is a local poet and author from Klamath Falls, and this book is a raw and honest account of her story being an Indigenous person in the Klamath Falls community and her family's stories. It's an amazing collection.
Shawina identifies as a two-spirit person, basically of two genders, and also as an Indigenous rights activist. So there's a lot of stuff I think that Shawina had to work through in their own lives.
Yeah, and she, I've met her several times, and she is just so positive and full of smiles, and we are also looking forward to hosting her as an author event on August 27th here at the bookstore. So lots of events happening this month down here.
Oh boy, no kidding. And also at August 27th, is that a Saturday? That's the date of the Klamath Folk Festival, I think.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. So
all kinds
of
stuff.
That is a Saturday.
Yeah. So, boy, what's it been like to just, not only get familiar with all the books, I assume you like books a lot, and that's why you got into this line of work, but just the whole world of being a business owner and trying to keep up with the stuff that your business is about.
Yes. I've always, I still remember the book that got me into reading, and I read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in second grade, and I just remember how much I loved getting to explore and go to a different place, a place like full of chocolate and magic, and it just felt so cool to be in a completely different world in this book, and that's all I needed. I just have been a ferocious reader since then, always having something to read. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick.
Sure. We're talking to Brittany Montjoy from Canvas Back Books in Klamath Falls in this week's edition of Summer Reads. But then how do you have to temper your instincts as a reader versus the things you need to do as a business owner?
Yes. Great question. The biggest asset I have are my coworkers. I like to have people in the store and surrounding me that read different things. So I like to have the stuff in the store that I like to read, but also I love to hear what they like to read and why they like to read it and have those options in the store as well. So just surrounding myself with people that read very different things.
All right. So is the list yours, or is it a bit of a composite from you and the other people in the store?
Yes, it is my list and my coworker's list.
Okay, so a composite, all right. So let's move on to item 4 on the list of 6, Appleseed by Matt Bell, a novel.
Yes, this is a work of fiction, and we have book clubs here at the store, and this is the environmental book club pick for August. It has a little bit of everything. It's sci-fi meets fairy tale with an environmental conscience throughout the book. It weaves three stories that are set over 1,000 years apart and starts with two brothers who are in the Ohio Territory in the 1700s that plant an apple orchard, and they plan to settle and profit from the apple orchard. And then the book continues with a second story that takes place 50 years in our future, where one company owns the planet's natural resources. And then fast forward to the third story, it takes place 1,000 years in our future when the world is covered in ice and one person is in this tech station and sets out on what feels like an impossible journey to find remnants of humanity. So this is not a light read, but will keep you thinking and coming back to it after you've finished it.
It bears echoes of some other novels that have dealt with some science fiction and science past and sort of melded them together. So it sounds like an interesting read, Appleseed by Matt Bell. Let's move on to The Many Daughters of, is it Afong Moy?
Afong Moy, yes. This is another work of fiction, but does have tidbits of nonfiction. This book is a big deep dive into lineage and genetics and everything that comes along with the people that have created you, and bringing the good and the bad and the trauma and the love that comes with unpacking all of that. And Afong Moy is, she's the first known Chinese woman to actually come to this country in the 1800s. And the journey and the struggle and the love that her family goes through to get to today. It's rich with empathy and character development of these handful of women throughout the book.
And what a great line for a jacket copy, which is Dorothy Moy breaks her own heart for a living.
Yes.
That's a great place to start. That is.
Yeah, and the dedication of the book says, you know, this book is for anyone who has a complicated story. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, well, that's just so lovely.
It really is. So that is number 5 on the list, The Many Daughters of Afong Moy by Jamie Ford. And we finish up with The It Girl by Ruth Ware, another novel.
Yes, this is your page-turning murder mystery. And it starts with a group of friends who are all in college together and get really close. And by the end of their freshman year of college, one of them ends up dead. Fast forward 10 years from that, the gentleman who is convicted for the murder dies in prison. And so the main character, Hannah, feels like, okay, I can put this behind me, let the dust settle, when a journalist comes and approaches her giving, you know, brand new evidence to her friend's death that sends her reeling and questioning everything she thought she experienced during those college years with her friends. So it's definitely thrilling, gripping, page turning.
I can imagine, but I could just, that scenario is a really kind of, you know, makes you uneasy. It's like, yeah, all my friends and I, you know, we knew that this person died and the professor killed her, and it turns out, no, he didn't. Therefore, who did? And you begin looking at your friends a bit differently. And I'm looking at Ruth Ware's collection of books, and that's quite a pile there. The Turn of the Key, One by One, The Death of Mrs. Westaway, The Lying Game. Have you read many of her works?
You know, I haven't had a chance to dive into those. That's one of the tough parts about being in the book industry. There is never going to be enough time to read everything that I want to read, which is sometimes a really big bummer, but I haven't had a chance to dive into those yet.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's a sense of wistfulness there, that here you are recommending things for people to read on quiet, sullen summer days, and yet you don't seem to have those at the moment.
Well, I actually just came back from a lengthy vacation from the East Coast visiting all my family. I got to read a lot of books on vacation, and so I'm refreshed, I'm ready, so I'm ready to hit the ground running for sure.
Okay, congratulations on having some time to read books. The list again: Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe, Between the Listening and the Telling, Big Love, Poetry Honoring Indigenous Resiliency, Appleseed, The Many Daughters of Afong Moy, and The It Girl by Ruth Ware, all provided on a list by Brittany Montjoy, the new owner of Canvas Back Books in Klamath Falls. Brittany, thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's been